We're back. Welcome to season 9 of Digital Learning Radio. I'm Catherine Laster.
And I'm Laura Kyle. And we are so excited to jump into the newest season of the podcast and answer the question, what have you learned this year about professional learning that has transformed your thinking?
Ooh, we've certainly learned a lot as we emerge from the triage of 2020, and we want to reflect on our experiences and share ideas for transformation in 2021.
Last season, we ended the podcast with some of our favorite and transforming quotes from Gail Allen's The New Pillars of Modern Teaching. Let's review those quotes, see how they resonate a year later, and think about how they apply to professional learning.
My quote was from the book's introduction, and it read, "We get to surrender the tight control that has been the hallmark of traditional pedagogy and instead empower learners to design their instruction, curate their own curriculum, and gather feedback to assess their development."
Ooh, yes. I loved that quote then, and I love it now. How's it feel in 2021?
Well, the phrase that jumps out at me is tight control. And I think that's how a lot of professional learning looked pre-pandemic. We had 3-hour blocks or 6-hour blocks. If we were lucky at a conference, we might have 1-hour or 90-minute sessions, but we had to have our PD in a conference center, all learning face-to-face and from the same people. So during the pandemic, I was able to experience myself so many different types of professional learning. I designed my own learning plan, looked for things I needed, curated resources, and sought out feedback from others. And that is so empowering. And it is so transformational. So I feel like this is how we need to continue to grow and make certain we do not revert to that's the way we've always done it. We must surrender our tight control. So that's how I'm feeling about that quote.
Yes, I am restraining myself. I want to give you like a loud applause or whoop for you because yes, that resonates strongly with me too. So my quote came from the end of the book. We had nice little bookends with our quotes. And so mine says, "In the modern world, teaching students to own their own learning may be the single most important thing that we do to ensure their happiness and engagement."
Oh my gosh, Laura, that own their own learning has always been one of my favorite phrases. And I think for this season, we're just going to take out the word students and replace it with educators.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I think about this quote now, first, I love that phrase modern world. And I know that this was written in 2016, but we are using a lot of phrases like that right now, like the before times, and then thinking about post-pandemic or post-vax or the new normal. And so when I think about our modern world, I really think that 2020 has given us and also kind of forced us to have many opportunities to own our own learning and growth as educators. And when I think about educators' well-being and the importance of that happiness and being engaged in the work that we do, I see making choices and owning our own learning as a key component. I also see a huge opportunity for transforming the design of professional development to facilitate that learning and growth. And I'm excited about the prospect of doing so beyond doing what we've always done. I also want to keep chatting and keep having these conversations already. And I'm really looking forward to further reflecting, diving deeper, and discussing transformation in the weeks to come.
Oh, same here. So in this season, we'll be joined by a number of guests to share their 2020 experiences and related transformative thinking. As we move into upcoming summer learning and planning for the fall of 2021, we are looking forward to transforming professional learning beyond the way we've always done things.
Let's strive to let go, to create new, and to reimagine. Let's transform.